Moolala is brought to you by the nonprofit credit counseling agency Credit Canada and by Home Equity Bank, provider of the CHIP reverse mortgage. We have talked a lot about wills on this show, the importance of having one, the arrival of the various online platforms that make it simple and cost-effective to do on your own. What we haven't talked about, though, is the settlement of the will. Clear Estate provides estate planning and something called settlement services all together, all in one place. Sarah Hillier is the Director of Estate Solutions for Clear Estate. She joins us now to talk about how it works. Hello there.
Hi, Bruce.
I've been beating this drum about get a will, get a will, get a will, get a will for years, but we haven't talked about the settlement piece. And so this is what is interesting to me in particular about your model. What do you mean by settlement services?
Essentially, what we're talking about is, you know, when you have a loved one that passes away, all of the actual practical and logistical steps that have to take place at that time and what's involved with that. Most people are familiar with some of the big things like probate, but most people aren't necessarily familiar with how much work actually occurs at that time. And that's what we help people with.
So they have done their will, the person has deceased, they have, you know, paid for your settlement services. What happens next? I mean, we talk about the online profile that you have, but I would bet that there's a human involved in moving forward on that project.
Yeah, exactly, Bruce. We actually put a lot of emphasis on our platform, but with a human to actually support and guide you through it, because estate settlements can actually be quite complex in terms of all the nuances involved, all the different institutions you have to deal with, all the different forms that have to be completed, including court filings in the vast majority of cases, as well as tax filings. All of that is what we actually support people through on a step-by-step basis, with a high emphasis on providing subject matter experts to work as a team with them to get all that work done.
What is the timing here? Does this need to be something that the individual sets up as a part of their estate plan before they pass? Or is this someone who's an executor, they had no idea how much work was involved, and they pick up the phone and retain you after the funeral has occurred?
So we actually deal with both of those circumstances. In an ideal scenario, everyone actually sits down and looks carefully at their estate plan to make sure that it's actually set up properly and that it's actually going to successfully accomplish your objectives and not leave your family kind of with a lot of stress and strain and trying to navigate the process and deal with potentially unintended outcomes. So we actually can be appointed in someone's will to act as the executor to completely alleviate that burden from their loved ones if they wish. And in which case, obviously, we do careful planning work to make sure that they are set up for success in dealing with it. However, a lay executor who is faced with the unfortunate and daunting task of acting as the executor for after someone's passed away, they can come to us as well. And they can get our support with anything and everything that's involved, depending on, we have a number of different packages that are just based on the level of complexity involved, as well as the amount of support that's desired.
I have a framework for what a will is to do online. Let's call it, you know, somewhere between $100 and $500 bucks for an online will. I have a framework for what an estate lawyer would charge. Maybe it's $1,000bucks, maybe it's $2,000 or $3,000 bucks, depending on how complex it is. If we break out settlement services, how does that work? Is it a fee for service, like doing the will in the first place? Is it a percentage of assets? How does that work?
So if we're doing the planning, Then there is a setup cost for that. And that includes the preparation of your actual wills and power of attorney documents themselves, as well as working through the entire process and creating this online profile to track all those very important things about you and your circumstances.
Right.
That's all sort of in a setup cost, as well as an annual fee. If we're actually acting as executor, there also is a percentage that's charged at the time that you pass away. However, compared to what is typically available out there in terms of that service, it's a very reasonable pricing.
Give me a number for someone who's got an estate that's, I don't know, worth $2 million or something like that. Is it 10 grand? Is it 100 grand?
It's actually 1% of the value of the estate. And if you're aware of what an executor, the court guidelines for executor fees in Ontario, for example, 5% is sort of the going rate that's recognized as reasonable for executor compensation. And that's whether you're a professional or an individual. So what we've done is we're essentially wanting to be a trust company of the 21st century, right? Mm-hmm. And we're wanting to provide our services in a way that is accessible for people, that is highly efficient and tech enabled, and it, that they can access in an affordable manner.
It has been so hard for fintechs, for any of the insert tech companies to break into areas in particular segments within financial services because of trust, right? Like people are just used to just if I use the banks or the traditional trust companies, they're just used to all that. You're new. How do you overcome that hurdle?
I think there's a few things. So first of all, from day one, there was a high emphasis put on actually building a credible solution to this very real problem. And we continue to iterate and improve upon that every day. So while we're relatively new, what we actually have in terms of the platform itself is highly sophisticated in terms of actually solving the very real problems of estate planning and estate settlement. And then the second thing is that, of course, we've assembled a team of subject matter experts that range from, you know, the legal field, accounting field, trust, estate and trust industry, and combining all of those subject matter experts together, it really is a power punch in terms of how much expertise we actually have available for our clients.
This, your origin story is also not, founded in a 22-year-old's dorm room. You've got real significant and credible financial backers here in the name of OMERS and National Bank. Has that made things easier?
I definitely think that's something that is, it's important to people. You know, certainly it's something that people sort of, it resonates with them. But I find that what is far more resonating for people is actually when they deal with us, when they talk to our people, they see the professionalism, the competency level, the knowledge, the expertise, and the fact that like we offer free consultations to just get to know your circumstances and see if and how we can help. If it's a good fit, and those consultations are no obligation. And I think that also resonates with people, that we're genuinely listening to what their problems are and trying to help them solve for it. Mm. And the reality is, it's very underserved, the segment of people who need help with estate settlement, unless you're in the 1% of folks who have, highly complex and lots and lots of assets to deal with,
right.
You generally don't have a reasonable to go to get help with estate settlement.
Right. And certainly any innovation is going to encourage other players in the sector to innovate, because they'll look at you and think, I better go on that. So at the very least, thank you for that, that prompt in the marketplace. Sarah, thank you for joining us today.
Absolutely. My pleasure, Bruce.
Sarah Hillier is the Director of Estate Solutions for a company called Clear Estate. You want to look online because there's so much innovation that's been happening in the broadly speaking in online wills, but the particular benefit of this that I hadn't really thought about is settlement services for people who are not in the top 1%.